I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Hope Happy New Year. Well. Happy 2021. Yeah. My bad. Happy 2021, please.
Today we have some special guests with us. We have Tutu and Fikemi. So welcome guys.
Hi guys.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Thank you for joining us.
Today we're going to be talking about schooling in Niger, like secondary schooling in Niger, the ins and the outs, everything that went down. Sure. But yeah.
You're most like. Yeah, exactly. And like your good memories, your bad memories. And also everyone here went to different schools. So we purposely put it like that.
I went to Meadow Hall. I don't know if people know where that is, but yeah, I went to Meadow Hall.
For how long?
I was actually there like since primary school, but like my entire secondary school was there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is Meadow Hall.
So you know the ins and outs of this school.
I know you're there. Like,
like seriously.
I went to Lekki British.
For how long?
Year 7 to year 11, so 5 years.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Lekki British. What school did you go to?
I went to Dewasa, man. Yeah.
How long?
Ciao. I mean, the school was brand new when I went, so from year 7 to year 11.
Okay,
but,
please.
Yeah.
That means I'm the only one that didn't actually, like, go to one secondary school from year 7, because I went to Green Springs, but I joined in year 9, so year 9 to year 11. So, yeah.
Where did and you where were before? You prior?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. That one was really
good.
Don't worry about that one. All we know is I finished shy in year, so let's just...
That's what we're going to go with. That story is incomplete. Ciao.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to just skip that. Cool. Thank you. So, were y'all boarders, day students, like, what was the vibe like?
I was a day student up until year 9, then I went to boarding school in year 9 till year 11. I was even the boarding house prefect at that
point. Me too! Yeah.
I was a boarder from, practically the whole time, a weekly boarder, so it was, you were allowed to go home different. On weekends. Yeah, just up until year 8.
That one is soft.
It's actually fake boarding.
It was good for testing the waters. But I mean, after year 8, it was proper boarding.
Okay. Yeah. My school was in the middle of nowhere in Ogun State. I could not do any weekly boarding.
Nowhere!
Child was in
not
the village.
Ogun.
Thank you.
Not Ogun. But yeah, mine was kind of the same as well. Like, once they dropped us off in September, like, maybe till... Okay, no, I tell you, like, okay, Christmas was the major holiday you go home.
No, now they were half term.
Exactly. I was trying to remember what it was called. Yeah, that half term where, like, you go home for a week or 5 days, exactly. Yeah. Monday to Friday.
As for you're old, or it's been that long that you can't remember what half term was.
You know, I'm a graduate than that. Like,
sorry.
You know, wow.
You guys, deep it though. We were in secondary school 5 years ago, or even like, six.
Like, literally. I entered Green Springs in 2012. Like, do you know what that means?
Child. 2012. I left the Waterman in 2015. Actually, is that right? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, 2015, because I was going to start
the A-levels.
Guy, what?
I think that was the best time of our lives, but we just didn't know it yet.
We didn't know.
Advantage of it properly. Like,
we
didn't
know.
You won't feel it until you leave. Okay.
There was something in the air. Like, I don't even, like, when Pamela and I were talking about doing this episode, like, we were just deeping a lot of stuff. Like, first of all, we were always horny for what? Like, it didn't make sense. Like, in secondary school, like...
It was the Blazers.
Oh my God!
People was parking it in for you guys.
Oh my God. Because for what every... literally every opportunity...
Guy, you go and hide for what?
I hear that.
Once they take light like this, guys are hustling to find where to...
Once they
like, finding gift spots. Oh my gosh.
When they do movie nights as well, eh?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Bringing back memories.
Guys, memories. I remember there was one movie night. Apparently, like, some of the guys had paid, like, the guys who turn on and off the gen, like, the basement people. That, oh, at this particular time, you guys should, like, turn off the gen, like, just quickly. Guy, like, what?
Some guys were forward-thinking, you know, they needed.
Boost.
No, I feel that. Because when they used to turn off the gen in my boarding school, trust me, once it's dark like that, guys are going to be back.
Let me tell you guys something crazy that the boys did in my boarding school. The boys in the year above me, they used to jump out of their window in their house and, like, run to the girls' boarding house. They used to do it all. And I wish you guys knew what the waterman was like. Like, that thing is hard. Like, you had to run.
How would you jump out of the window?
There was nothing, they will hold, like, the ledge or whatever. So they can kind of, like, it was not that far, like, the jump, right?
But why wouldn't they even put bars on?
That's on the top floor, they didn't think that, they didn't put any bars now. Like, why are you jumping from the top? Then they will now jump maybe around 1 a.m. They will now run through the back. Like, it's kind of a far distance from boys' boarding house to girls' boarding house. They'll run. They will now, the girls will now leave the gates open for where you do, like, your hand washing, like, where you wash things. You will now climb from there, climb the gates, climb the ledge, and enter to the second section. You will now enter, you get to your girl's room, do whatever you want, and do it again.
Wow, all this for games.
You know what's blowing my mind is, like, they could even do that. Like, I feel like in GSL, like, there was no way, like jump out of the window and go where? Like, where are you actually going to? Like, there were guards everywhere. Like,
ciao, the guards used to crash now.
Where are you going to?
You guys aren't even bad. In my school, like, boys hostel and girls hostel had the same backyard. Like, it was the same for all of us. We're kind of connected. So you go outside, you pretend like you poured something on the floor. You want to get more.
Oh my god!
You now go to the back. Do what you need to do for time. Nobody will look for you.
Oh, like, my god!
It was soft.
That's too easy now. That's too easy.
That's actually too easy.
I can't let this stuff for you guys. This is so well for you guys because Tutu, you're quiet.
Don't mind me. I'm jonesing. For us, it was. I can't lie, it was even us, like, I'm a guilty party of guys assaulted running that kind of piece. But it was, so you go to the toilet and then, you know those louver type of windows, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so essentially, you know those olden day ones where you know those olden day ones where you press something by the edge? It's like a handle and then it kind of, like, swings up and down.
Okay.
So essentially, what we do is you'd open it, then you'd remove the glass, and then you'd place it gently on God. Then you place it gently to the side. Oh God, I hope they don't hear this PO.
Oh my God!
But
guys, you're removing window.
Instead, then prior before school, someone would have put, like, a ladder. Oh, it was a short ladder, just so it was, like, easier to get out. And then what you'd do is, and then we go from the bathroom that people don't tend to use. So you'd go from that bathroom, and then the guards were always walking up and down. So it was like checkpoint game type of
thing. Oh my God.
You run first to the back of the housemaster's house. Then once you're there, then you run to the back of Talk Shop.
Oh my God.
Then once you're there, it's not like this long direct sprint to the...
It's giving Mission Impossible.
Guys! Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, what the hell?
And then you would have the babes, they would have yarned the babes. So essentially, it's like they have this glass in the window. So they now leave, like, a torchlight on one table, so you can kind of see that, okay, that's the room, that's my room. You know, just, you know, have, like, some knock you do, just seems like, okay, that's your room. Yeah.
So you guys actually used to enter the rooms.
Boosted.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
To be fair, for most guys, it was just chilling, shower. It was just a thrill of action. No, I kid you not. Well, maybe other guys that were going shower, but also we're just going there to.
So you're covering your ass.
Why can't you chill in the daytime, as in where everybody's outside?
Because you're in class now. Right after class,
let me tell you why. They're moving like that. They're moving in silence because maybe it's more than one babe they're doing that with now. Like,
for sure. So they'll go to different
rooms. Yeah. They have to pattern it well.
That's how drama used to start. That's actually how drama used to start.
Ciao, talking about drama, you guys. God, I hope I don't have
not daring about to speak.
Ciao, I hope my listeners are not past. But anyhow, I used to get bullied, like, just because I was dating a guy who was older than me. So the girls in his year hated me because, ciao, they couldn't get me.
Them ones,
like,
it was the older, those are my older babes.
Yeah, I'll be crashing in my room. Somebody will just come to my room, wake me up around 3 a.m. saying, this baby in room one is calling you. Come to our room now. I said, God.
3 a.m.
I said, God, what's
at 3 a.m.
I'll get to the room. She'll now tell me that she thinks that she'll try and humble me, basically be like, oh, you think you're so superior to the other girls in your year, that let's humble you, that your boyfriend and his friends are not here right now to help you, blah blah. Basically, that she kneel down, I should do this, I cannot crash, or I cannot, that all sorts of stuff. Like, child, so if I saw them coming in the night, what, to come and get their snacks in the evening, I'll pass the other way in the house. I don't want to cross them. If they catch me, they'll tell me to bring your own snacks.
It's actually like, not all right.
It's not all my fault that this guy likes me. Like, the fuck?
All for what?
Child.
Wickedness.
All for what?
So funny.
Wickedness. And also because they were like in the year, they were the prefects, so they were allowed to all like suggest one person who they thought to be a prefect in the year below. They were now all threatening me that nobody's going to vote for me to be prefect. I said, God. Anyway, I was still a prefect, sure, but that's their business.
Yeah. Were you guys prefect?
Oh yeah, I already said I was a prefect. Yeah.
Okay, so are you?
Yeah.
But like, what's the way you guys had
prefects?
Oh, Pamela, sorry.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you used to have, didn't you have like because I was a school prefect, but I was also like house captain, like boarding house. Like, they're two different things. Like, surely they were like.
Yeah, we had those. No, well, it's kind of the same thing now. Like, if you're prefect, then for your house, you're gonna be like the.
Oh no! House I'm captain thinking about whatever. I was a school prefect, but someone else could have been house captain. It just happened to be me. Do you get
it? Honestly, I can't remember. That's the truth.
Fair.
Well,
fair.
For us, we had, I mean, school prefects were kind of, it was kind of like designated role. So there's like head boy, head of boarding house.
Yeah.
For me, I was head boy and head of greenhouse as well.
Okay, for me, I was boarding house prefect, but for house captains, like, you don't really have a house captain. It's whoever is the senior at that point, you're just in charge of everybody. Yeah. Like, nobody says.
House prefect mean? As in, like, boarding house.
Basically, I was in charge of, like, boys' system. Yeah. So that I ran the place.
Like,
I was in charge. Like, wait, as in, like, the whole of boarding, like, everybody. Yeah, the whole. Yeah, everybody. What's like, I can't, like, my school was really small, so in boarding house, we're like 40 max.
Because I'm trying to imagine.
I was running plenty, guys.
I'll
just be in charge of people's birthdays. You know when it's
your birthday? Oh, that type of stuff. Okay.
I really hate this.
Oh my God.
I made sure everywhere was clean, and literally, yeah, like, I made sure everybody was doing prep. I rang the bell in the morning. Like,
oh, those bell people. Oh my God. Background.
Yes,
my
bell.
Like, they rang the bell the same way in every fucking school, I'm sure.
Bruce.
Like everything you actually got is, it sounded exactly like that.
See, let me annoy you guys. Head of house when I was in year 11, I won't say his name, Sha, but the guy would come to every room. Yeah, and this was his routine. he'd come to my room. To be fair, I can say my roommate's names. He would come like, bagong, is it? Wake up.
Oh no.
In every room.
Imagine hearing that this morning. I think I'd be.
See, he would not turn on the lights. You would now just be like, I think there was one time Izzy told him, Mr. Pops, get out.
Guy had enough now.
Because guys were up reading to maybe like 3, 4. The guy just came up. And he would say everybody's name. And he would say that up like 5 times. Oh, God.
I also don't understand why they used to wake us up so early in boarding school. Like, where are we?
Guys,
where
are we up at like 5? Like 5 a.m.?
This thing was character building. Like, it's not everybody that can have this thing.
Even the weekends. What time do you guys wake up weekend? Our weekend was 6 a.m. or 6:30.
Yeah, I think ours was 6:30. Maybe 7 max.
No, so they used to wake us up, I think, at like 6:30 for like prayers and stuff. But after that, like, you could like go back to bed, like, if you wanted to do what you need to do.
Impossible.
But you must be awake for that prayer.
After morning devotion, it's breakfast, and you go to school. Nothing like
go back to sleep. You go to school on weekends.
I'm talking about weekend, though.
Oh, okay, weekend.
Oh,
I was about to say,
6 days a week or what?
But honestly, I feel like they woke up that early based on, like, a lot of people to, like, obviously shower and, like, stuff like that. Because Jesus was, like, a very big school, like, in a hostel, like, we could be, like, what, over 40. So, imagine, like,
guy, we were over 40 people having, like, 60, 65 in a house.
Guys,
like,
waiting for the showers.
You guys.
Oh, shower waiting.
Imagine, like, waking up.
I can't, like, after I've been bullied, I started being the bullier. So, like, sometimes if someone puts their towel there to deserve shower, remove it. Shower. Like, I didn't care.
Guys, imagine. Actually, imagine.
I had to now. Bully, yeah, whatever. English. Oh, wow.
Do you guys have to do a road on Saturday morning?
They used to make us do sports, morning sports.
We used to do aerobics Saturday morning. You wake up early in the morning, and it was me that calling you aerobics. Trust me.
Is you calling me aerobics?
Trust me. What I was doing. Just stretch.
I hate that. These people do sports. Walk around the, what do you call that thing that you
field,
run?
The field.
They say everybody should walk around the track field, go and play football. Like, girl, it's too early for all of this. Like, it will not be cold.
Oh my goodness. Training for sports day was another hectic. Like, it was almost as if we were training for war. Like, everybody took it so seriously.
It's like they took it more seriously than actual education. Yeah. Like no, what the hell?
You think you're actually training for the military or something like that? Like, or like they were giving prize money.
The worst week. For whoever wins. The worst week was heat week. Like, and when they're planning on
forget.
Yeah. Child.
Guys. No, so you guys proper didn't. Well, it's fair enough, Sha. You guys didn't enjoy that.
No, let me tell you why I enjoyed it too. First of all,
freedom, Abby.
Me, because I was a runner. Like, I used to do really or whatever. So I was allowed to wake up early to go and practice. People who used to run, who used to do important sports and match pass was important. You can wake up at 5 o'clock at your own time and just leave the boarding house. And by that time, obviously the sun is not out. That was peak time. And there's breeze outside. You will now go to the sports area. That's where you will now go and give. Early morning giving. Oh, forget.
Wow. Girl, early morning giving.
Early morning.
The people that are this boy also has to come out early because he has to train me to run. And they used to take it so seriously that any way to make anybody faster, they liked it. Child, you and that boy will now go somewhere. There'll be no lights, no streets lights, it's just dark.
Wow. That's where they'll find this daring baby.
That's
actually where they'll find it. Nah, sweet.
Oh, it was too sweet.
I can't lie, I couldn't play any sports, so I was trying
to that was my own thing. No, same babe.
When it starts too much, I'll be shouting the instructions, trust.
No, there's one memory I remember. Okay, this is a bit like, it's not secondary school, but like, it's primary school. But I find it very funny. But anyway, I don't know who told, like, who yammed me that I could run. Anyway, Red House, they said that. I was year five. They said, okay, we need runners now, year five runners. I don't know who sends me that. Okay, Pamela, you can do this now. Make Red House proud. Cool. I didn't know how I passed heat, how I just bamboozled all of them to think I could run. Cool. On the day of on sports day now, we're all getting ready to run. You know when they say, like, oh, your mother gets a go, you guys, like, you know when you come last, but it's not even like you came last just by like small. You guys, everyone had food. I was still like puffing. Like, oh my God. And I was like, the teacher was not like, Pamela, you told us you could run. Child. Like, oh, how far? Child. I was so bad.
That's
horrible.
Guy,
I wanted to cry.
Especially
if it was in front of
the guy. Pamela, I applaud you for effort, Sha. Like, you tried.
I don't know. Who told me. And they went out clapping for me. I said, don't do that, babe. Don't.
In your guys' exam.
Everybody will not start clapping.
Guy, no.
In your boarding, in your schools, were you allowed to bring, like, I don't know. We used to call it contraband, but some people call it provisions or whatever.
I don't like that word. It rubbed me the wrong way. Like, do you guys get what I mean?
Yeah. That's why we used to call it contraband. Were you allowed to bring whatever all you want?
Of course not.
Mm, yeah, we are. We were.
We were allowed to, like, say certain points. Then after that, they were like, after that. But before then, guys would bring chocolates, keep it in the fridge.
Fridge, yeah. Who gave you fridge?
You didn't have fridge.
Where would I get fridge from?
I wouldn't like to guy.
We had fridge, though. Maybe.
You saw these suffering things. Like, everybody had free. Everybody had their own bathroom. Like,
This is not a serious school.
You know, they would do our laundry.
Okay, to be fair, us too, they did laundry for us. But, child, there's one time that I was, when I was in year 9, I was the house captain, because that house was only year 7 to year 9. Like, there wasn't any older people there. So I was the house captain. And it's crazy now that the people who, I'll tell the story, but the people who I punished then are actually my friends now. Like, they're actually my good friends. I'm laughing about it. Child, like, it's actually crazy. Like, so what happened was, because obviously I'm the captain, house captain, like, I'm the one who's supposed to go around to make sure people don't have contraband. But imagine me not having my own tool, like, child.
Yeah.
So I now told these three young girls that, okay, you know what, you guys are my friends, you're my favorites, that's, just carry my own bag as well. I'll make sure that I back you guys. Like, when you enter, security won't stop you or anything. Just make sure when you hide everything, hide it well, plus my own. So I'll just pretend like I can't find it, right? So they entered now. It now only wasn't the security guard, because I think I paid off the security guard, like, no pee. And Mitchell was now there. She now said, how many bags for you guys? Drop it. Child. Mm. They now have to, at that point, I was like, I can't help anybody, bro. So they now dropped the bag. I was now behind them. They now said that there are three of you, but there are four bags. Whose bag is this fourth one?
Hmm.
They now opened their mouth and say, it's Darren's bag. I said, we're not going to help you guys. You're now casting
No.
That is my bag. Of course, I now got into extra trouble because I'm the one supposed to be like, no one should have contraband or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Cool. I still punish them that week. They not buy stuff. Like, I honestly, like, seriously punish them that week. Like,
no, but like, imagine
anybody else's name. Because the thing is that if they had said it was someone else's name, I would have still been able to go around to, like, find contraband and stuff and maybe steal ours back to give them. But at that point, I was already in trouble. Like, I couldn't do shit. Like, I was just shocked. Like, I was like, this is disrespectful. Like, I was trying to help you. Like, I put my life out on the line for you. Like, child. But
what happened? Yeah, this is reminding me of.
Well,
like, were you guys allowed to, like, wait, did you guys do braids to school or like your normal?
Yeah, I could do braids.
No, me, yeah, I did.
In my school, we're allowed braids.
I did too now.
Period.
Don't feel me. Yeah, so just like your natural hair, no attachments or whatever. And I remember, like, there was this babe, I think she was like in year 7 or year 8. And one day, like, she evidently did, like, attachments, like, it was so obvious, and all the girls were getting angry, like, what the fuck. Once they clock that this baby's doing it, like, they're going to now be extra strict that our guys should remove their attachments. Cool. Tell me why one day, like, this baby was just strolling with her attachments, and one teacher, like, stopped her, like, girl, you're going to the principal's office, like, you know you shouldn't have attachments in your hair. She now goes there and she's like, oh, but, like, the senior girls are doing it, so, like, I'm a guy. That's not even the worst part. Which senior girls are doing? Oh my god, this babe had the audacity to be naming girls. They came to the boarding house and they said, all of that attachment, just start losing your head this night. Yes. Like, I didn't want to hear anything. I wasn't partial. That's I just carried my chop chop hair like that. But like, I was really bad for those ones that had to now start cutting their hair and losing their hair. Like, why can't juniors just keep them out?
Just
like,
mind your business.
But I hate all those teachers. Did you guys have, like, really, really
irritating teachers?
Like, disgusting hated ones as well.
There was this teacher that had it out for me when I was in school. I don't know, maybe because, I don't know, maybe
period.
Oh my god. Like,
they just hated me. Yeah, I remember I did my eyebrows for my teacher. They told me, you're not allowed to have those eyebrows. I said, so what do you want me to do? You want me to shave it off? I should grow it back now. Oh, no. They sent me to principal's office that see eyebrows. Principal said, okay, what did you do to the brows?
I don't guess.
I used to go to principal's office like every week. They used to try appearance, just, she looks too good. Based on, she looks too good. Like, she must be in trouble.
So what about you? Do you have any teachers that were out for you?
I didn't even think
so. I was just no problems, no stress.
Bro, literally. Oh,
so you had a nice.
Nah, I kind of like of this sort, yeah. But Dami, Dayo, and I, we ran that piece. There was a year we didn't wear blazer or the proper school shoe for the whole year, and they would try to yarn us. We'd just be like, yeah, no, Pino, we're going to wear it. We're going to pick it from our locker. For the whole year, we're not allowed to wear gray sweaters, but almost, that's what you catch us in. Vans, gray sweater, soft boys, put G-Shock.
Yeah, you also carry Just Do It. But, I mean, forget.
Oh my god,
that
Gary
was the uniform.
Forget.
That was the uniform.
It's always like, when they tell you don't do something, you to do it.
That year, I know how to form eye pain. I was going to get glasses too, just for vibes.
Just for vibes.
Vibes. It was not those ones that would change in the sun.
Oh my god,
I was looking like a cool guy.
Oh my god, you just saying glasses reminded me of something fucked that we used to do in day one. If, like, after prep, you would now say maybe you have headache or stomach pain, just so you can go towards the, like, medical center, because the medical center was near the girls' boarding house, so you can either walk your babe back home or something. When you now get there, there was some trees in that corner, and now stand near those trees, do one or two things. You want to sleep there overnight, just so that, you know, you can run one or two things. Oh god, we're too messed up. too messed
up. Yeah, so there was literally like the giving block, block C. Hey, that was the ICT. Like, I don't know. That's where all of us had. It was like the RAS block, and IB was there as well. So it was almost empty all of the time. That was like block B, top floor, and the whole of block C after school. Forget. Dangerous place.
Do you guys ever get caught like giving or anything like that? I never got caught. They caught me once.
That's all.
Mine was too
bad. How they catch you, please?
Mine was too bad. We're like, we're outside the girls' hostel. I don't know what possessed us to kiss outside the door of girls' hostel, right? So we're kissing, and then one teacher just walked past.
Oh my God.
You come here now.
Yeah, that's a nigga.
Bro, and then I was just, it wasn't me they called.
You can't tell the truth. It was you.
And then that was the whole night. I couldn't do anything, right? So we didn't even get in trouble. So they freed him. I don't know why they freed him, but something terrible even gets worse. Like, I was telling my friend what happened, right? But I didn't want to say it out loud, so I wrote it down in my notes. And I showed them. I didn't know my notes were written on the iPad, right? So my mom said that she was in church and she was trying to write down.
She was not seeing you write.
And she opened it and she saw kissing, they caught us kissing, and she was stressed out. And she was praying for me.
For us, there was no catching us. It was you wouldn't go and do it alone, kind
exactly,
of
exactly. And like, you have lookouts.
You'd go in like threes or five.
Yeah, what you mean?
So sometimes lookouts used to fuck up though.
No, this one is not for us. What we do was mid level on the staircase. You know, there's usually like a landing.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So there'd be someone, you drop your bag on the upper floor, there'd be someone waiting by that corner. So once they see like a teacher, they would just walk with their bag, and then you'll see them now. Babe goes downstairs, you go upstairs, you're just going to get your bag.
There was some time they
were about to catch this guy. Our main block was essentially ground floor, middle floor, upper floor. The guy threw his bag from middle floor to ground floor, jumped, sprinted to hostel.
It's deep.
But then the people were like, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, there was that, because everybody would be going and they were like, oh, my, why you died? You wrong. You just to say, okay. Then they come call out for hostel soon.
Everybody used to do Hausa on Saturday too. Hausa was a club. You could pick any club, you could do anything fun, but we all said we're doing Hausa club. What are we learning Hausa for in Ogun State? Guy wanted to learn Hausa, all of us, so that we would go to the library, because the library was was cool. There was AC.
Y'all were some honey as
and they used to watch Hausa movies. So you would just be balancing the library with movie, and the library was like circular, like it was literally a circle. So if someone is coming from behind, you literally just walk and be back in your maze, but like they can't catch you. Like, it was just so mad. Like, child, everybody did Hausa. Everybody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, you guys know I did A levels in Nigeria as well. My A level was kind of like that. Like, they had cameras everywhere, like in every room, right? But we know the camera didn't used to work in
I imagine you were.
So when you want to do one or two things, you just go to one corner inside the library like this and you hide behind the camera.
So I'd like you to go to the bookshelf. Say you want to pick one book, they like enter the shelf together. Ciao. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
They need to check the
No. Forget. And then also.
Wait, so did you guys get pocket money?
Yeah, I like we're literally talking about is we got actual money like naira as opposed to like vouchers and stuff.
Yeah, I swear in my school they like they stopped money at a point. I find somebody was stealing from their parents and taking it to school to blow on guys, right? So after that,
but like, to surely you had money because you were in Lagos, like
we used actual naira and it was. For borders was the thing where every Sunday you get like 1k from the house guy and then you sign the bar.
That's exactly that's the same as us. Like, no. I can't remember.
But then for me, I was a finance guy. I don't know where my business is has gone. But like what happened was essentially I would bring like a certain amount and guys would like borrow money from me. Cause like I barely ever spent my bar. What the hell was I doing in secondary school, man? But Shasha guys now be like, can I have 1K? Oh, can I have 500? And I'm like, no P now. But like next Sunday, you give me with 100% interest or some shit like that. 100%. Oh God. Then I now yarn them like, if you like for every day that passes, you owe me like 200 naira extra. Some guys were owing me like 4K, 5K, and it feels like I was a scary guy. Like I was approachable, but it's like don't play. Like just don't play. So once I jam you about my bar like this, I'll leave them for a while. I'll just look at them. Sometimes I'll show like off of my book. No, okay, no, I know. But the day I meet you, when I take the part, I go chat.
No, and there was someone that they only had checkbook. So I mean, I think obviously your parents would put your money into your account.
It's a bit rash, but okay.
Okay, relax. But there was good reasoning behind it because obviously we had some people who were on scholarship, so they tried to make sure that it was equal for everyone. So everyone could only spend the same amount each week, and you can't just be like, you know, trading money and stuff like that. But people used to trade like Talk Shop or like give me your this for that, or you know, that type of pay. Like,
it's what was your favorite Talk Shop snack?
Ciao.
Mine was plantain chips and ribena.
I think mine is good.
You can say yes.
Probably plantain chips.
I think mine is good.
Yours also.
Do you guys remember?
Do we know what?
Did you just say Super Bites there?
Super Bites.
Super Bites. Super Bites.
If you give them Super Bites,
Is it Gala?
To step down. To step down, you feel okay. You actually feel okay. Was it just give them that
Super Gala?
Oh my God.
Gala. Gala was big.
You're too pretty to be carrying Gala, stop.
I'm so sorry, but no, that was like
free her now. She knew it was something.
Oh my God. I used to like burger nuts. And forget. Burger nuts.
No burger. But that thing was not
burger nuts was too fresh. And it was filling.
Filling? Are you right?
Sausage food was all the pastries hot and nice. Meat pie.
Okay. I can't like also, you know you have anything hot like that, so
oh my God, those pastries.
Guy, meat pie.
Egg roll.
No, that's why I draw the line. Scotch egg.
Scotch egg is too fresh. When they do it well, it's too fresh.
I miss Talk Shop, you guys.
I'm about to say another fuck story. It's gonna sound like I was really like a big bully, but like
But
disclaimer, I was only a bully because I was bullied. So I now say, my turn?
It's not really an excuse, but go on, babes.
Anyway, time has passed. Cool. So we also used to do Talk Shop in our boarding houses because we were just too many to be doing this in main school. Like, they had to stop us. So because I was house prefect, I was also in charge of Talk Shop. So once I ring the bell and I call your room number to come and buy, if you took too long to come and buy, I'll skip your room. Go on. You will now come and buy last. Then obviously by that time maybe the stuff you want have even like finished or whatever.
You
will just be the rest. So I will even persuade you to still buy the stuff you don't even like, then you will now give it to me. Because you wasted my time. Like I called your room and you didn't answer me. You were maybe using your laptop or something. Like why you'd be wasting my time?
I hope you've asked God for forgiveness.
I have. And I believe the people have also forgiven me.
Like, let's just hope so.
If they have, this is my shout out, like sorry. But yeah.
Wait, you guys
once you reach year 10 and year 11s, but you have to buy the one the school told you to buy. They were like, call them netbooks, like those mini laptops, those small.
So they just gave all of us.
I remember in my levels,
they used to see that when boys became FM, laptop
school,
and all
FM, Need for Speed, GTA, Sims.
Guys, people will bring what's the name of that thing? UBA, what's that thing called?
Flash drive
to come and be
you call it what UB. UB.
Guy, okay, UB what?
Sorry.
UB.
I meant USB. Fuck.
But guys will
bring flash drives to be getting the newest movie and like the newest series. Like when we're watching Vampire Games, like, child.
Oh my God, VD.
Forget.
Yeah, you said
I'll be passing it around.
TV?
Come on, TV now.
You can plug it now. Come on TV just for like watching TV on like weekends. Yeah. No, like us too.
Yeah, but like we had like hostel movies, so like guys be like Step Up, or we pick good movies and then you watch them. Oh God, Step Up. Now you see me.
We can just pick what to watch.
You guys were enjoying. Right. In fact, that was once in a while. It depends like on whose house you were in, because some boarding houses were super chill and some were like wicked, like child.
Yeah.
Like the name of our houses were the name of the children of our founder. Yeah. Like you live in Yetunde house, like child.
Or like that's literally how it was just one day. Actually, no, I'm trying.
Olawole, Olaiwola, and Olaifa.
Yeah, they'll use the surname of the house parents and they'll put it there for you guys.
Anyway, do you guys have any more memories that you want to share?
Memories.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I have this one story about like how I went into a serious trouble in year seven one time. Okay, so I was in year seven, right? And then there was this guys were fighting this day, right? So these people were fighting, Shan. And I was just minding my business in the corner. Teacher now came up to me to ask me what's going on, and I was like, these guys are racking, and then so the person that was racking everybody now came to meet me, was like, as I was explaining to the teacher, like, shut up, who are you to be telling her what's going on? Better I said, isn't me a circuit like this? I said, better shut up if I slap you. And then the guy was like, slap me now, I dare you, slap me.
Oh my god!
The teacher.
I like that for you. Of course, you're on ground.
Did you get? Is the guy mad?
They called my parents to school. Nah, it was a whole thing. And then when they asked me, why did you start?
Guy, he politely asked for that.
He dared me. So obviously, I had to give him what he wanted. He wanted the slap, and I gave it to him. So I don't. They made me.
I was literally about to say like. I got suspended once, like a bunch. You guys, it actually wasn't even funny because it didn't make sense. Like, so it was like, I think a Saturday, and we're meant to do like these electives or whatever. So my particular elective shower was in boys' hostel.
Uh-huh. That's where they will find you.
No, but that's the location of the elective. So me and my friends were like, okay, let's go for our elective now in the boys' hostel. So we went there. And there was no house parent there, like, in the common room. So we sat there like good girls. Wait, hello?
Go on.
Sorry, I got a call. Cut yourself. Yeah, we were just sitting. The other girl's boyfriend came in. And all of us were literally just sitting down waiting for the house parent to come in. Lo and behold, the head of boarding, as in the principal of boarding, now entered and was like, what are you guys doing here unsupervised with no house parents? And we're just waiting, like, we're literally just sitting down and waiting. She was like, you guys are getting suspended. You guys just like that, like, for doing nothing. Like, I even wish, like, she caught me doing something so at least it would have been justified. But we're literally sitting there, and that's how for a whole week. We didn't go to school. Like, they made us weed grass, cut tree, like it was just too bad. Like, okay, no over exaggeration, but cut it was too bad. Like, they would give us cutlass, like, they gave us proper like farming tools to be doing. Like, it was too horrible. I was just sad. My mom just said, Don't call me to help you, just weed your grass and do it by yourself, because she also believed that I was there for a boy. I mean, I probably was like 50%, but I wasn't doing anything now. But yeah,
so did you ever physically fight someone?
I mean, yeah, but like, not to explain it, like, the guy, you know, it's not like a fight because you kind of mess the person up, but like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Of the sort, and that was my senior.
It's one-sided.
Same.
To be fair, that was my main workshop. It was seniors, but never really my mates.
To be fair, maybe you had to humble them, put them in their places, like.
Guy, I can't lie. They would just be doing the most. Like, is that a person I was? Is like. I'll leave you, like, I'll day my day. I love to day my day. But, like, if you stretch me, I don't even hear or see what you want to say again. You have it.
I just feel like, also, in secondary school, people always thought, like, it's by senior that you are respected. Boosh. Like, respect, you have to respect someone to be respected. No, God, like, why are you trying to instill the fear of God in me? Do we not all come here to be a Christian? Like, I don't understand.
Dang. Child, the fear of God.
You'll be walking, they will now say, how can you be walking on the same path as me that I should walk
like,
on the grass?
Like, are you actually crazy?
Guy, I'm. You will not, if I now walk on the grass and they cuss me, I will now get in trouble. Instead that I'm carrying shoulder, doing too much.
I can't lie. I used to, like, spit in people's water. Like, I can't even lie. Like, that's bad. But like, how can I actually be having dinner? Like, you come and interrupt me, like, oh, stand up and go and get me water. Like, you can clearly see I'm eating. I'll get you the water well and good, but my saliva will be
some
in
guys
it.
Have
like, enjoy.
To be fair, for us, they'll make you drink the pee first.
They always
make you drink the pee first.
Even if you drink it, it's not your own saliva. Last.
Yeah, no, but last, you drink it first, yeah.
Okay, true.
Because some guys will be their hands, some guys will be spirits, all this weird piece.
Oh my god, you guys, there was actually this incident that it happened with the boys' side, right? Yeah.
it wasn't funny, but it was funny. Someone, like, I think they sent this guy to get them water, and he, like, filled, you know, one of those, like, big ever water bottles.
Mm.
So he filled it, and apparently he peed in it, and he now kept in the fridge, you guys. And then I think, like, four of, like, my year guys drank out of that bottle. And they finished that thing. Just hold
four
on.
Four old bad.
They wouldn't have even known, you guys. This guy now got scared and now confessed that
he peed in the bottle. Like,
it's gonna be better than
you guys. Like, they took his soap pee, like, they had to take them to the hospital type of thing. Like, drink three. Like, all I know is that they went in and out of clinic. Like, it was too bad.
Speaking of fridge, there was this time. So, like, everybody puts their drinks in the fridge now, and then...
Drink. You guys were not in boarding school, forget.
I know. Sorry. But Shasha is like, if you were after sports now, you would have been dreaming of that cold drink.
Oh, my God.
You now take it to dinner. So, now still... I can't remember if it was some student's drink or one of the teacher's one. Shasha, this day was not funny. Everybody came. Who the fuck took my dad?
Right, that thing is always painful.
Bruce, that's how the teacher was not like, you know what? Since nobody wants to confess, everybody gonna bring your bucket. We're looking like, what is this guy about to do now? We now had like our pitch was sand, so essentially what he said was, everybody, you keep fetching water until the whole pitch is wet. As in, and with no, this sand. Is like you with no with water. So like you the pitch. Every patch of the pitch must be visibly wet.
Wet. That's fun.
See, oh my God. Let me. The crazy part was everybody was doing it now. Do you know midway we just turned it to play as far? Let's see who can get the most buckets. Guys were stacking 70 buckets. I don't pour 70, I poured 80. At the end of the, like, we all turned the pitch to like play, and it was like pouring water. And then the girls were not like, they were not like looking at us. And then the guy now called us after, and like, okay. We've all gone through the stress. We've gone this one, blah, 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 blah. We've turned it to play. So who took the drink now? Nobody still wanted to yarn. He now said, okay, talk now before we change it. That's how one guy just said, it was me. Bro, everybody was there. We were all laughing and vibes at night.
Laughing and vibes. Guys, that ever happened?
At night, he gave that guy his own vibes.
Imagine you
laugh. Speaking about nights, when they used to do fire drill in the nights, it's like we knew what days it was. We knew what day.
Fireworks.
Wait, relax. We knew what day like it was and everything. So girls wear their best pajamas, nice shorts. So that when they reach the bell and they say,
"I like that," I'll just say, "I swear."
Honestly,
not be lying off to see the boys coming as well, not looking at each other like, okay. Because we didn't have like, you couldn't wear your own clothes. We had to wear housewear every day. So like, that was the best time for you to showcase your goods, your tight pajamas and your tight.
I like my housewear. My shorts were short.
We did not wear shorts. We wore joggers in Ogun Heat, like joggers
for housewear.
Yes,
and what the hell? Like I said. That's the PWC, guys. First, you go from blazer. After blazer, you wear joggers. In the park. In the park.
Guys, they park. Forget.
Boost. Red Knights.
In my school, we did girls
I'll even tell you guys two stories.
Prank was... The worst one they did was they stole our laundry. Like, they stole our laundry that was supposed to come. So we didn't have anything to wear to school that day. So everybody was just wearing... It was mad. Everybody was wearing mufti. You wear short shorts. You wear a big shirt.
I can't lie, but that's a vibe.
I got in trouble with that day for what I was wearing, but...
That's a vibe.
I didn't say it. It's a vibe. I can't lie. But yeah, they didn't give us
back. Tell us your story of Red Knights.
So I'll tell you Red Knights and I'll tell you who it was. So Red Knight was essentially... Just a bunch of guys you plan to go around. You would have calculated a few guys. Shasha, when they are crashing, you would have prepared Chinese bomb. Toothpaste, powder, all those kind of stuff, Sha.
I don't like play like this.
When guys are crashing, if it's some guy you don't like, you take the Chinese bomb, you know, put it on like his eyebrow or eyelid. So essentially, if he's trying to open his eye, he can't open it because the pee they touch.
It's hot.
As for the fumes from the pee will be.
Yeah.
Then you now put like ketchup or whatever in the guy's hand. Like three guys, you now light the guy from sleep. The guy will not try rubbing his face. You try to open his eyes. Nothing. You now jack out of the room.
That,
you
oh my god!
Boys like to overdo things. What's that now? Like
It builds character.
No, but in girls' hostel, we definitely do this too. But we involve put it in the pee, slap it on somebody's face as they're sleeping, and whatever they should
I don't remember things like this happening, guys.
You guys are scary.
And room wars only happened when I was in year 7. So there was the one where all the 11s and year 10s there were 11 and year 10s in every room. And then what happened is there were essentially like fights across each room or across each wing. And guys would be hiding on like the upwards parts of their cupboards. Mm. Some guys would be throwing them down. Like you literally see seniors fighting across the hostel, jumping across the courtyard. As in no hand jumping, they would be jumping, fighting, chasing, punching, doing this one. And then there was now fight nights. So this one was for like year 7, year 8. Bro, year 7, year 8. You will now have like, there was this guy, let's just leave his name as FL. Guys who know. He was now in his room. Then the guys were like, they will allow some guys into the room. Then they will now have prescribed you. Okay, Tutu, you and your senior, this X and Y guy, you are rocking today. You and this one, you are rocking today.
Oh guys. My God.
This guy's booking fights.
You now deck your senior. You know, it's like an arena. You know?
Do guys bet on who will win and stuff?
I know, we didn't even really bet. But that it was just
for fighting sake.
It was just mad because guys would be on bunk beds. Fighting for watching, fighting sake. They'll not be rocking. They'll not be like choking some guys. No, it was too much.
I think it was like being boys, rough play.
It was too much. No, if you're reasoning, I did obviously guys were giving us, we're just on vibes.
Stop, though. It's not only gives the digital, that's just around everything. Like, it just happened to be like, you know, when the opportunity came, why not? It's me, okay, I was not cast. I'm just talking for the people that, you know.
Guy, don't let me expose you here, bro.
You don't know anything about me.
How? 5 a.m. runner.
I mean, okay, but I was actually a sprinter. Ask anybody for Red House. I used to seriously
forget. I mean,
when I go into the school, there was this guy, and he was in year 9, and then Sacris essentially they were not yearning that. You guys, there's this guy, he's so good at Sacris, nobody can really beat him. And then my own piece always, I never really like to yarn. Like, let's just get there and do. They now said, okay. And they now said, Tutu, we've heard that Kinikon, yeah, come and train now. Let's just see you. I said, I'm not doing it with him prior to the day. When we get there, we'll see. Almost first day came like this. Baba, no way. I mean, I think he came second, but almost. I jackwired the guy. My 5 years in that school, nobody beat me once. Like, if you put me in a sack,
it's Tutu that's carrying Sacris on his back.
Bring bar. just bring bar. Just leave money on the table.
King of Sacris.
Nobody.
Ciao. But honestly, you guys, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. Like, if we had time, I'm sure we could have gone on and on. Like, ciao.
Yeah.
Schools were actually fucked. Like, high thinking school about now, like...
Because we've never yarned French class. You know French class is a movie.
Guys, I said we've not yarned a lot of things.
I can't like, maybe we'll do past two, but child.
Yeah, oh my God. That was so
fun. We'll go back and really think of our stories and come back because school times were like absolutely ridiculous. Like,
crazy times, man. But I miss secondary school. I miss a boost.
If I'd go back and do 1 year if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't go by second.
Like, say, medal or rats, man.
Yeah.
It's a bit rats. It's a bit
too rats. You can use that back
before. No, before we go. Before we go, there was this one babe. I think she did move to Meadow Hall. Let me just tell you what she did in year 7.
Oh my God.
Fikem, you might know her. Unless it's not Meadow Hall, but her name is PR. I don't want to say the full thing, but it's PR. She's tall. Shasha.
Not him coughing.
In year 7, we had like the pool, and then this baby and was like, Mr. Payne said we can go and swim. Now he was like, I swear! Because it was after exam, like, yeah, let's go. All the year 7s. I knew it was in our heads. Why would we go thinking that, okay, no, even year 8, no deal. Year 9, no deal. Why is it only year 7?
It's now off year 7.
Shasha, all of us packed our stuff. Vibes. Guys, swimming anyhow. That's how Mr. Payne now came to meet us. Everybody, get out. Yeah? We're looking like, how far out? The man didn't even say anything to us. They just told us to march in a straight line. Guy, everybody was just marching. I think we now followed him upstairs or to his office or something. The man was like, who told you guys you could do that? Everybody just said, PR. It was PR that said X and Y.
Where was PR, babe?
PR, she was there too now. The babe didn't now swim.
Shit.
Bro.
She set you guys up.
That babe. She was, man, like, it was PR now. PR now. She babe just... No, that babe, she planned it. Because she was too conscious. She was like, me. As if she put that like me. I can't see anything now.
What?
And you're like, Guy, you can imagine 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids.
I wonder where that girl is today. Scary.
Ciao. I hope you're doing well, queen.
Scary. Ciao. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. See you guys in the next episode of Tag.
See you. Okay, thank you.
Bye.